Welcome to this episode of Ask Dorothy. This is the third episode in a series on rebirth. What does it mean to you to rebirth, to emerge in the resurgence of yourself and your life, in the new and better ways that you have wanted to be? In the Tuesday episodes of the podcast, the Ask Dorothy series is an opportunity for me to bring to life client stories and teachings that are most valuable for you in practical terms. This episode, titled The Contradiction of Drama, is not one, but many, many client stories. It is about how we live in our mind, how we rehearse the cycle of drama. It is about how we live it in our physical world, often not realizing just how much drama we create ourselves, partly due to the conditioned experiences of our life, our past traumas that we are working through to heal. In order to rebirth yourself, you need to be able to let go of the pattern conditioning of the mind. Like a true rebirth, it's about cleansing, releasing, stepping forward and out of what has kept us hostage. Your first step of rebirth here in this drama cycle that I'm speaking about is to be aware. Be aware of the inner dialogue. Be aware of how you step into drama situations and the drama of others when really you are looking for peace, calm, equanimity, love, and to live your life on a path that is truly right and best for you. Have a listen. If this topic resonates for you, if you recognize the drama cycle that continues for you, let this be a starting place for you to rebirth out of the conditions of the mind. Thank you. Persistent trauma-related intrusive thoughts are common in individuals with post-traumatic stress disorder. Reoccurring drama scenarios can trigger past experiences of trauma and cause anxiety, depression, fear, and other debilitating feelings. As you learn to recognize your learned patterns of reacting to drama, you can begin to adopt new healthy reactions to situations that are beyond your control. In this episode of Ask Dorothy, I share what I hope to enlighten you in what may be your reoccurring thinking and reactionary style to situations of drama, and how you can begin to better recognize the cycle and your pattern of thinking, all towards illuminating the unhealthy contradiction that you are living. Do you walk a fine line between the reality you tell yourself and the truth? How do you untangle yourself from the drama you keep? What leads you back? What is the indication that what you seek is the true perspective of your being? What is the wisdom of life that lives before you? It can be difficult to unravel the ceaseless chatter of the mind, the thoughts not focused on you, rather on the stories of others as they impact you, and the anticipation of problems you will face. How do you gain clarity in place of avoidance. Escapism, minding the mind, a focus on what is true and the reality of what you are choosing in each moment. Can you pull yourself out of the matrix of stories and the noise of what has already happened? What more you anticipate, and the endless drama that plays out again and again inside the mind. You live in the balance of everything that you tell yourself. It now becomes a drama story. One that recounts hardship, past trauma, unhealthy behaviors that serve as escape, and the never-ending torment that you continue to live. Do you live in the continual expectation of drama and the cycle of what you have always done? Rather than rising above yourself and looking in to see the greater whole. You hold the ability to see beyond the noise of what is around you, what lies engaged in the mind, and to step away, to use the moments of solitude. To give yourself space and quiet, to ask and then answer, what do I need? To focus on what is in my control, what is truly important to me. What am I willing in this moment to do towards the outcome I desire? Because when I choose to live my life this way, when I no longer live in other people's drama stories, I am able to focus on a path and a plan for my greater good that fulfills me. I am willing to give up the excuses I make that I have no time, that work is too stressful, that my commute is too long, that I am too tired, that my boss is unhinged, that I will be targeted next at work, that I can't possibly step away from my family of origin, that I can't possibly speak my truth without more drama. That I cannot let go of the past, that I have so much healing to do. When you choose instead to make yourself a priority, and beyond the job you hold, the family you were born into, beyond the title you carry, beyond the responsibilities you believe you have to others, you discover that what really matters is the quiet, healing solace that can be felt in the mind. The feeling of presence in here and now. And without the absence of drama and the measures of calm and peace that give rise to something greater. Your world, your life, is not a reaction to what you see all around you. Your life is the reaction to what you live. to what you are, to what you are still becoming, to what desires and aspirations you think about. What you react to in others is the real world desire for what is needed within you. What are you reacting to? What drama cycle do you perpetuate? What are the contradictions that you live? What distractions of others keep you from yourself? Where do you cast blame for your feelings and physical condition when this is instead an excuse, a reason to blame, a reason to avoid the bigger task of challenging your perspective and your focus? What is the reason that you remain a victim, helpless? In the shadows of overthinking, what do you gain? What is the sole purpose of leaving your life behind, ignoring the self, instead tuning your attention to the actions of others and the darkness of deception that lives in ways that you can never be free? Instead, invite in the free will you hold. Create what positive affirmations become the template for how you will matter, how you will bring to life what real wishes and dreams you have. For life's days become the endless journey. A life lived is not of promise whenever it is muted by the darkness of drama of others. Look at your life with real significance, for it matters what you choose, what you believe, what you tell yourself. These are the words that become your life in each new moment. What do you choose to live? What do you choose for yourself? What if the answers were absolutely clear and profound and full of meaning? What if you decided that what really mattered was not the drama of the lives of others, but your own? What if your drama was the contradiction in your life? What if you realize the silence of belief, of hope, of clarity, through the willingness of surrender into what mattered most? What matters most is the world within your heart, eager to guide you onto a new path. The true contradiction is the lack of attention you give to the scurried thoughts of the mind, when truly the mind must give way to the heart. The yearning of peace, tranquility, love, friendship, the possibility of endless support you feel in and of yourself. Joy, celebration, and for living the sacred in the moments of now. Quiet the drama you seek. Be willing to sit or lie in stillness and to release this noise entirely. The noise that continues to spiral you into worry, anxiety, panic, uncontrollable fear, self-doubt, and sadness that is not yours. Find the solution to the problems you fear that you yourself may implement. And then to return your focus into the present and what is best and right for you in this moment and the next. The drama cycle ends with you. If you would like my help to quiet the ceaseless churning of thoughts that have perpetuated the drama that exists around you, in place of an even greater focus of what lies within you, and all in support of your higher good, please reach out to me and let me help. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy Sonori Chuno. Namaste.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. With your support, with your love, it's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside and sending you great love. This is Dorothy Sonori Chuno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at DorotheZanoriJuno.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the wisdom archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.